Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and boss Pep Guardiola has admitted it would be a real shame if City have to play the second leg of their Champions League last 16 tie with Real Madrid next week behind closed doors. That is a distinct possibility as measures continue to be put in place to combat the outbreak of the coronavirus. Guardiola understands and respects the decision if it is made, but ideally he would like to play in front of fans, saying, "Does football make any sense without the fans? We work for them. If people can't come to the stadium, it doesn't make sense to play. We'll do as we're told, but I wouldn't like to face Real Madrid or the Premier League teams without the fans." Elsewhere, and Guardiola is reportedly still considering appointing a new right-hand man after, of course, losing Mikel Arteta to Arsenal midway through this season. Guardiola has unofficially promoted coach Rodolfo Borrell to the role over recent months. He has been working closely with the first team, but the likes of former City captain Vincent Kompany and Xabi Alonso, who spent time at the likes of Liverpool and Real Madrid, have been linked with taking up the position on a more permanent basis this summer. Finally today, and Gabriel Jesus is being linked with a potential move to Juventus this summer. He is one of a number of forward targets for the old lady, whose chief, Fabio Paratici, has been impressed by the Brazilian's displays. Jesus has struggled to hold down a regular first-team place, interchanging with Sergio Aguero over recent months. He's not the only player to be linked with a move to Juve, however, as they are also said to be interested in Tottenham forward Harry Kane, Inter Milan's Mauro Icardi, and Timo Werner of Leipzig. That's all for now. We'll have more later.